News brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
For named in connection of the murder of Enoch Simfukwe Kasengele, environmental experts cite government intervention in Zimaro. In international news, South African MP opens fire to fend off attack during attempted hijacking. In sports news, fans tells Chipolopolo players to reflect after a disastrous chan.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. Police have arrested four people in connection with the murder of 22-year-old Enoch Simfukwe Kasengele, who was allegedly beaten by a mob at Munyama Farms in Chisamba District on August 16, 2025. Kasengele died at Kabwe Central Hospital the following day from head injuries. A post-mortem conducted on August 20th confirmed the cause of death as blunt force trauma inflicted by a hard object. Those arrested have been identified as Nathaniel Bathram, 34, a Nigerian farmer, Gift Daka, 23, a farm irrigator, Fortune Mutangeti, 27, also a farm irrigator, and Daniel Chiloa, 40, the farm manager of Munyama. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga confirms the arrest in a statement, saying the suspects are in custody and will appear in court soon. He added that investigations are ongoing and urged the public to remain calm as the law takes its course. Democracy advocate Fabian Mutale has questioned delays by government to restore sanity in the operations of key critical sectors. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mutale expressed concern that critical sectors such as agriculture and mining have continued to perform on a low trajectory, a move, he said, leaves much to be desired for assured economic recovery. He warns that the failure to take swift and decisive action may lead to the country lagging behind on its proposed development projections, which may in turn erode public confidence in governance systems. Mr. Mutale emphasized the need for coordinated efforts among stakeholders, including law enforcement agencies, traditional leadership, and civil society, to embrace the quest to attain a sound business environment.
The activities surrounding mining in Zambia, especially and regulated ones, bring sad reading, and it is an urgent call on the government to look into the matter and bring it to a halt. The government has got the mandate to regulate every mining activities in Zambia. May the government of the day come up with a commission of inquiry that will look into all the deaths that have happened due to illegal mining and bring the culprits to book. It is known fact that these miners are vulnerable and they are being used by people that are greedy, who don't even provide safety kits as well as consider safety measures.
Environmental expert Dr. Brian Chirambo has noted that while ZEMA has done well in ensuring that environmental impact assessments are conducted before mining projects start, the agency has lacked in monitoring and follow-ups. Speaking to Power FM Copperbelt Bureau, Dr. Chirambo cited political interference and inadequate enforcement as major obstacles leading to such a situation. He stated that Zambia's performance in environmental protection is low average, citing the existence of polluting plants and smelters in residential areas as evidence. Dr. Chirambo emphasized that despite having laws and regulations in place, their implementation is often hindered by political interference and inadequate enforcement. He added that This has resulted in environmental degradation and pollution with negative impacts on communities. Dr. Chirambo further called for collective action to address environmental challenges and promote sustainable development and ensure that environmental laws and regulations are enforced effectively.
Also the idea of political interference in the implementation of environmental law. So we are still below average. If we are above average, I'll tell you, most of the plants that you see, processing plants that are established, will not be existing where they are. Because at some point we are living a smelter just in Chimamo area, if somebody was smelting copper just behind the houses. And that is terrible. It's because our people are not implementing the laws as they're supposed to be implemented. So we are below average. We've also been writing to government institutions and demanding that these things are done correctly whenever they've called on forums.
In another special development, Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has urged the newly elected Zambia Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport Council to uphold professionalism and avoid patronage in the recruitment of staff in the sector. Mr. Tayali told the Council's Executive Committee during a courtesy call in Lusaka yesterday that government has created a new logistics department to address long-standing inefficiencies in the movement of goods and services. He said the institute remains a key partner in ensuring the system runs effectively. He cautions that overlooking qualified experts in favor of connections risks undermining the progress government is making to strengthen Zambia's role as a regional transport and trade hub. The minister added that with ongoing infrastructure projects, the country is expected to see an increase in the flow of goods and services, making it effective management a priority.
The logistics component we brought in because that, His Excellency believed, was the missing link. That things were being done haphazard, and that is not good for business. Those congestion that water crossing, that shows a not good sign of trade. All right, delaying at the berth, at the port, when a port and a ship has docked for 2-3 weeks before a ship can actually be pulled in for loaded cargo. All those delays do add to the cost of doing business. It makes our goods very expensive. We begin to look at kids and kin. We begin to look at friendship. You want to give a job to a friend. That takes away the ability of a right mind.
ZCILT President Brigadier General Fred Mwale said the institute would support government with advisory expertise, noting that skilled manpower is central to improving performance in the sector.
We have taken it upon ourselves that we are going to work with our current finance ministry in the best interest of the country. The conference was being convened to look into the policy, the logistics policy, I think we involved one or two members from this.
In international news, a prominent South African MP fired shots to fend off a violent attack by a gang on him and two of his colleagues in Cape Town. Ian Cameron, along with the two other Member of Parliament's Police Committee, Lisa Shikaling and Nicholas Gotzel, were returning from a work trip when their vehicle was ambushed in the township of Philippi in Philippi. On Tuesday, the assailants smashed the car's window with bricks, injuring Cameron and Gotzel. Cameron, whose teeth were broken, retaliated by opening fire, injuring one of the attackers. Police said two teenagers, aged 16 and 18, have been arrested as they investigate a case of attempted murder and attempted hijacking. Still in international news, Sudan is in the grip of a worsening health emergency. The Ministry of Health has reported 1,575 new cholera infections and 22 deaths in the just past week. That brings the total confirmed cases to over 101,000, with 2,515 lives lost during the outbreak, which was officially declared on August 1st, 2024. The epidemic has now spread to all 18 states of the country, a devastating escalation in the nation, already overwhelmed by war. Since April 2023, Sudan has been engulfed in violent conflict between